Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. I've got a couple of things I want to say, a couple of things I want to talk about. I want to talk about business growth. You know, folks, if you've listened to me over the years, a few times I've talked a little bit about my background. I don't do it a lot, but I've accomplished some things. I've gotten some jobs that I was pretty proud of. I've been successful in those jobs. I've been an executive in someone else's company. I've been the president of another person's company. But I have to say that in my opinion, the greatest professional accomplishment that I've ever had, and that I'm saying that you can ever have, is starting a business and then growing it. It's just an amazing professional accomplishment. But I also, as we talk about growing a business, I also want to point out that unlike any species of a plant or an animal, a business is not genetically preordained as to how big it will get. We know how big a giant sequoia will get if it's given a chance to grow. We know how big a shrub will get if we give it a chance to grow. They're preordained genetically to be a certain size. Your business and my business is not. And for a small business, that decision is made by the owners, you and me. And we do that by answering these three questions. And first one is, do I want my business to keep growing? That's a real decision for a lot of people. And it will be for you this year, for many of you this year. Do I want to keep growing? And what does that, if I say no, what does that mean? What are the consequences of saying no, right? Number two, how big do I want my business to be? Got to make a decision because it requires planning and effort to be a certain size. And then how fast do I want to take to get to that size? How fast will it take for me to get there? There are no right or wrong reasons to these questions. I mean, answers, I should say, to these questions. It's your business. You get to decide. But there's a paradoxical dynamic at play here. These answers are influenced by a natural law that says that it's difficult for a small business not to grow. It's a natural law that a small business is going to grow. And here's why. Entrepreneurs are hardwired to create more of the object of their desire. We love what we do, and we'd like more of it. So that causes us to want to grow. The culture of the marketplace encourages us, recognizes, and rewards growth. Anytime somebody announces they've grown, that's a big deal, right? And then the marketplace is nothing if not competitive, of which the byproduct, the most prominent byproduct, is growth. But even though there are no right or wrong answers to whether you should grow, there are wrong reasons. Consequently, you must make sure that when you grow your business, it's because you've thought about it, and you've thought about the why and the how. Not just the whether, but the why and the how. Remember, growth for its own sake. Growth for its own sake is organizational suicide. So here are six articles of faith that you must believe if you're going to practice the religion of business growth. And each one of these articles of faith is followed by a tough love question from me. First, the marketplace is pretty full already. When you're thinking about growing, the marketplace is pretty full already. What makes you think you have a realistic opportunity to grow? Is there room in the marketplace for your expansion? The marketplace is pretty full already. Next article of faith. Growth takes cash. Believe that, my friends. So what's your capitalization strategy to fund your growth plans. How are you going to fund those? What is your capitalization plan? Next one. The ROI, the return on investment element of growth, are often delayed. The elements of growth, the return elements of growth, are often delayed. So, the question is, if you grow, can your business operationally and financially wait for the payoff? This connects to your capitalization strategy I mentioned a minute ago. And the next one is, growth will take you into unfamiliar operational territory. Do you have the staff and the systems to blaze that trail without creating a casualty list? Can you grow without making your people defect? Can you do it in such a way that they feel like they've got some control, that it's not killing them? Make sure that when you grow, you do it without creating a casualty list. And finally, here are two of the most important growth truths, two of the most important growth articles of faith for you to reconcile. First, no one is less interested about whether you grow or not than your customers. When you contemplate growing, that's one of the first things you think about, right? More customers. My existing customers will spend more money with me, and my new customers will spend money with me, and life will be good, right? Well, let me tell you something. You have to ask yourself this question, because many people didn't, and they failed. How do you know if customers will benefit from your growth? How do you know customers will like your new size? Look around you, my friends, in the marketplace. You can see both examples where people grew and the customers liked it. Other places where they had this perfect little operation, things were good, customers loved what they had, and they expanded and the customers left them. Yes, customers are very fickle. You got to know. You can't presume that if you grow, your customers will benefit from it or that they will like it. And the second point that's really important here is being a business owner should be a source of happiness. Do you know if having a larger business will make you happy? Another paradox is that for every growth advantage, there's at least one element of growth baggage. There's a corresponding negative for every positive of growth. Smart CEOs don't start growth steps without coming to terms with both sides of this paradox, the advantages and the negatives. So folks, remember this, successful business growth is not genetic or accidental, it's deliberate. 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me, I'll be right back. I was a dandy,
yeah, my kind. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.